adventures in Odyssey.
Dr. Hunt, tell me the surgery went well.
It did.
Oh, good. You were able to complete the transplant without much difficulty?
Well, Eugene, every surgery is difficult, especially when the brain is involved. But there were no complications.
How long is his recovery time?
Well, he should wake up from the anesthesia in a few hours, Whit. I really have no idea when we might begin to see results.
If we see any.
Don't second-guess yourself, Eugene. Your technology could be one of the most influential discoveries in modern medicine.
So, now we wait.
Greetings and salutations. My name is Eugene Meltzner, and I'm inviting you to a time of discovery, excitement, and imagination here on Adventures in Odyssey. No reservation required.
To this, Buck.
What? School? The cafeteria? How the cheese on your pizza and the strawberry jello mysteriously taste the same?
No, having lunch together. Now that we're dating?
Jules, we had lunch together 1,000 times before we were dating.
But it's different now. Do you think anyone can tell?
Well, you do hold your fries differently now. And your eyes dreamily say, Buck is so great. As you bite into your pizza.
I'm serious. Katrina's here every day. What if she hears something?
Only Cooper knows. And he isn't going to tell anyone.
But if it gets back to your parents or Connie, they'll flip.
I've been thinking. Maybe we're not giving them enough credit. They might actually be okay with it.
Connie wouldn't. She doesn't want me dating until I'm 37. And then only missionaries.
We could bring up the idea covertly and see what their response is.
I'll give it a shot. But I'm telling you, there is no way Connie will be on board.
Enter.
Eugene.
Oh, Mr. Whitaker. I was just going to call you.
I've been trying to reach you for the past half hour.
I turned off my phone. Something's wrong, isn't it?
No. Something is very right. Vernon's awake. And it's working.
It is?
Yes! We've got to get to the hospital. Here it is. Room 102D. After you, Eugene.
Thank you, Mr. Whitaker.
You honestly want to go?
Yellowstone is beautiful. Of course I do.
Well, there's no way you're dragging me back there.
Oh, come on. Are you going to let one little moose ruin an entire national park for you?
Huh? Did you really just refer to that moose as little?
Pardon me.
Oh, Mr. Meltzner and Whit. Well, it's so good to see you.
Oh, well, hi, Loretta.
Vernon. I'd like to introduce you to Eugene Meltzner.
Greetings.
He's been helping you.
Oh.
And John Whitaker has been assisting.
Helping me? Do what?
Well, before you came to the hospital, you were having some issues. But they've done great work.
Well, I guess, thank you.
You're welcome. Mr. Hancock, may I sit and ask you some questions?
Oh, sure.
Can you tell me what day of the week it is?
According to my wife, Thursday, yeah. Speaking of, am I going to get out of here in time to go to men's group?
No, dear. We're not at home. Huh? We're in Baltimore.
Baltimore? Does this have something to do with my issues?
I'm afraid so.
Well, then I definitely won't make it to men's group in time. It was my turn to bring chips, too.
Mr. Hancock, can you tell me your wife's maiden name?
Aldridge.
Do you remember what you had for dinner last night?
I remember my birthday dinner. Loretta took me out for steak. What was that last night?
That was almost 2 years ago, Vernon.
2 years? Loretta, I don't understand. What's going on?
Well, I'll explain everything, honey. Just relax.
Did I say something wrong?
No, you're doing great.
You're remarkable, Mr. Hancock.
Thank you.
Truly a miracle.
Dinner will be ready in 10 minutes.
Great. What are we having?
Spaghetti.
Don't mix up the salsa and marinara sauce again.
Of course I won't. I only did that maybe 4 times.
You know, the funniest thing happened today.
Oh, yeah? What?
Well, this new girl asked why Buck and I aren't dating. She was like, you get along so well, and you hang out so much. How weird, right?
Oh, it's not that strange.
Really? So you could see Buck and me dating?
No, it just doesn't surprise me that someone asked you about it, because the two of you are really good friends.
That's what I told her. And she said, right, but doesn't being best friends make you the best kind of couple?
And what'd you say?
I didn't know what to say. What would you say?
Well, relationships can be complicated. You're young, you don't need to worry about that right now.
That looks like tomato soup, not marinara.
Oops. Yeah, okay, so we're having tomato noodle stew tonight.
Yum.
He recalled everything, Katrina. He remembered things she had forgotten. Huh.
So he remembers his childhood, but he didn't remember you or Whit, even though you've been working with him for months.
Precisely. All memories from before the onset of his condition were completely restored. He can't remember anything during the time of his illness, but that's to be expected.
Wow. So wait, how does all this work?
Ah, the hippocampus is the part of the brain that stores memory.
Got it.
I've developed a technique whereby we can transplant a new 3D-printed hippocampus while still retaining old memories, all via a minimally invasive surgical procedure.
You know, if you could transplant my hippocampus with Einstein's, I would do really well on my science exam next week. So, Dad, does this mean you're going to be away from home even more?
Well, at some point I'll likely go on a lecture circuit, but for now I'm planning on spending most of my time at home. I'll arrive back in Odyssey on Saturday as planned. Now, are we ready for Thursday game night?
Oh, yes.
Buck mentioned a game earlier named What If.
Sounds intriguing. How do you play it?
Well, I have a bunch of random scenarios on my phone. I'll read one and you'll tell us what you'd do in that situation.
And how does one win such a game?
It doesn't really have winners.
It's a get-to-know-you kind of game.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to create a scoring matrix based on how well each question is answered.
No score. The first question's for you, Mom.
I'm ready.
You're hiking on your own, and you get attacked by a cougar.
Oh.
What do you do?
Okay. I'd scream for help, and I'd try to grab a nearby stick to aim at the animal's eye.
And you utilize your pepper spray and attract help with your whistle.
But what if I didn't have those items?
Who in the world would be hiking in cougar territory without them?
Perhaps I didn't know it was cougar territory.
You shouldn't be hiking alone, regardless. How many points would you give her, Buck?
There are no points.
Right. Yes. No points. It's, pointless.
Oh, your turn, Eugene.
One moment.
Are you writing down a score?
I, maybe.
Oh, Eugene!
Yeah,
well, it can hardly be called a game if there is no point system.
Oh, fine. How many points did you give out?
I awarded myself 15.
But it was my question.
Yeah.
Yes, and you received -2.
-2? What?
You were woefully unprepared in that scenario.
Oh.
Okay, then. Here's your question. Your 16-year-old child wants to date someone. Do you allow it? Why or why not?
Unequivocally, no.
I wouldn't say unequivocally.
16 is too young to date. One's prefrontal cortex doesn't even fully develop until age 25. How can one make wise decisions 9 years prior?
We weren't 25 when we started dating.
But we weren't 16 either.
So, Mom, you think it would be okay for a 16-year-old to date?
It would depend on the mental, emotional, and spiritual maturity of the child.
Spiritual? Let me guess. Being a Christian?
I believe you should be a Christian before anything else, but especially before dating. It provides a moral compass to make wise decisions.
I stand by 16-year-olds not dating, regardless of maturity. That makes the score Eugene 23, Katrina 3.
What?
This is fun.
Sounds like your conversation with Connie went about as well as mine did with my parents.
They don't understand. We're not going into this blindly. We know each other really well. We care about each other and respect each other.
None of that would be convincing enough for my dad. Your answer would probably lose points.
Points?
Never mind.
Here we are. A secret romance because of our parents. We're just like Romeo and Juliet.
And that didn't end well.
I just wish we could spend some more time together. I hardly see you here at school, and I feel like we're too obvious at wit's end.
What about church?
I guess that's one good reason to go now. I can wave at you from the other end of the pew.
Church always has activities going on. Activities that Connie and my parents...
are always encouraging us to get involved in. I get it.
We could go to a few things and at least have the opportunity to hang out more.
And then I won't have to ask, "Oh, Buckio, Buckio, wherefore art thou, Buckio?"
Ah, Juliet, parting is such sweet sorrow.
I spoke with Dr. Hunt. The foundation is thrilled.
As am I.
Well, you should be. The sky's the limit for you, Eugene. Who knows what God has in store? Everything's a possibility now.
Good afternoon, Mr. Hancock. Where is he? Excuse me, Nurse Hannah?
Oh, Mr. Meltzner. Hello.
Was Mr. Hancock moved?
No. They didn't tell you?
Tell us what?
Mr. Hancock died this morning, a few hours ago.
I don't understand.
Complications from the surgery.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
Where's Mrs. Hancock? I should speak with her.
I'm sorry. I really don't know.
Maybe you ought to give her some time, Eugene. Talk to her later.
No, this is it.
It's good to have you back home.
Yes. Mrs. Hancock trusted me, Katrina.
Don't put yourself through this.
She looked into my eyes and I offered her statistics.
Eugene.
I proposed the surgery as a possible turning point in medical science. The number of lives that could be positively influenced by her courage. Never once did I bother her with the possibility that her husband might not survive.
That wasn't your job. The surgeons briefed her on all the possible complications. She understood the risks.
But that doesn't change the fact that he would still be alive were it not for me.
Oh.
It's a text from Dr. Hunt.
What does it say?
He wants to do a video meeting with me on Monday.
What do you think it's about?
I'm fairly certain he'll be putting an end to the project.
Why?
Our grant money will surely disappear. There'll be no interest in funding research where the very first subject died. No. My technological breakthrough is of no use to anyone.
Hey, Jules, wake up! Time for church!
Ready!
Ah! Oh, don't sneak up on me like that!
How long have I lived here? It's not sneaking up, it's walking around.
It is sneaking up when it's a Sunday morning. You're never up, and you're dressed.
Mm-hmm.
In something appropriate.
Is there something wrong with that?
No, it's great.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm waiting for your Sunday morning excuses. You know, you had a rough week, you're growing and need more sleep.
No excuses. Church is fine. I don't really mind it so much anymore.
Oh. Okay, well, good. Let's go. Katrina, can we squeeze in here with you guys?
Of course. Eugene, scoot down a bit.
Buck, move down, please.
Sure.
You're earlier than normal, Miss Kendall.
Well,
Jules was on time.
Truly?
Yeah.
Good morning. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Before we begin our time of worship, I want to remind you that our youth group's paintball activity is tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock here at church. All teenagers are welcome. Also,
I'd like to do that. Really? You want to go to a youth group activity? Voluntarily? Yeah, sure. Wow, okay. Katrina, Jules wants to go to the youth group activity.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Eugene, Jules wants to go to the youth group activity. Ask Buck if he'd be interested.
Buck, would you like to attend the youth group paintball activity? Jules is planning to participate.
Sure. I don't have anything else going on tomorrow.
Excellent. Katrina, Buck's going too.
Oh, good. Connie, Buck is interested as well.
Buck's interested in smells?
He wants to go to the paintball activity.
Oh, good. I'm so happy they want to go to a church function.
Yes, it's an answer to prayer.
Greetings and salutations, Dr. Hunt.
Hello, Eugene. It's so very sad. I thought Mr. Hancock would make it. How's Loretta holding up?
I don't know. I haven't spoken with her.
She's in my prayers. Thanks for meeting with me like this. I really wanted to do it in person.
I understand. I also prefer receiving this sort of news face-to-face.
I don't think this is the news you're expecting.
Oh?
The medical examiner came back with his report today on Mr. Hancock. It was a stroke.
I surmised as much.
It had nothing at all to do with your procedure. Surgery of any kind would have caused it.
That may be, but I'm afraid I'm finding scant comfort in this revelation.
You're not understanding me. What happened was tragic. Yes, but not game-changing.
Meaning?
Meaning we want to continue the project, Eugene.
What?
You should have seen my phone on Friday. When people heard of your breakthrough, they couldn't offer us resources fast enough. We've got all the funding we'll need.
Forgive me, but you'll understand if my enthusiasm is dulled by the fact that we lost our first patient.
It's always difficult when you lose a patient. When you lose someone as special as he was, it's doubly hard. We need to remember, though, that there are many others who can be helped. I'm sure Vernon would say the same thing to us.
If he could.
Things are moving rapidly. I need to know your interest in continuing the project.
It's a difficult question to answer. There are multiple factors to consider.
Now, right now, I'm only interested in one factor, Eugene. You.
Hmm?
I want to offer you a job.
Excuse me?
The Foundation wants you as its new head of the Department of Neural Research.
I didn't know paintball could be so exhausting.
And colorful. I like the green and purple hair.
It's my new look. That was actually pretty fun.
Yeah, it was.
But did you hear Pastor Knox? Next up is teaching time.
Oh, it won't be so bad.
Just boring. And I've already been bored enough today at school.
Tell you what, let's go in for a while, and then you get up like you're going to the restroom. Wait in the hallway, and I'll meet you a few minutes later.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, everyone, take a seat, please.
There's two seats, Jules.
In the back. Perfect.
With you before we have pizza and snacks. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We hear a lot about love from movies and music, but the Bible tells us what love truly is. And it's much more than holding hands and sending roses.
So do you think anyone noticed we left?
I doubt it. There were a lot of kids in there. Oh, I'm glad you were able to sneak this pizza. I was starving.
You're always starving. I'm just glad to get out of a lecture.
I like Pastor Knox.
Pastor Knox is great. The part I can't stand is hearing about all the things I'm doing wrong and all the things I should be doing instead.
Is that the reason why you aren't interested in all the God stuff?
I guess so. Religion feels so controlling to me. I hate being told what to do. I want the freedom to just be myself.
I get that.
What about you?
I think it goes back to when I was with Mr. Scant. Everything was a scam, a twist of the truth, manipulation. So now I'm suspicious of everyone's motives.
Hopefully not mine.
No. You, I trust completely.
Good. So does it bug you that church means so much to your parents?
Not really. I mean, if it helps them, that's great. It's just not for me.
I wish Connie understood that. Oh, did I show you my latest lyrics for the song I'm writing?
You have such a talent for this kind of thing.
Well, nothing speaks to me as much as a song. Here.
Fireworks lit the way? Hey, this is about us.
Yep. When we set fireworks off the water tower.
And got in big trouble for it.
We hadn't known each other for that long, but when you took the blame for it at the police station, I remember looking at you and knowing you were really special. You were someone I could be me with.
That feels like so long ago.
Every time I've seen fireworks since, I've thought of you. Of us.
I love it. And the song. Especially the line, uh-oh.
What?
Looks like we're busted. Pastor Knox is coming this way.
Oh.
Buck! Jules, thanks for coming tonight.
Sure. It's been fun.
Yeah.
What did you think of my devotional?
It was great.
Yeah, fantastic. I learned so much.
Oh, good. What did you learn?
You know, about Jesus being nice.
I don't remember talking about that.
I think she means the part about how love, like you talked about in First,
Corinthians?
Right, Corinthians. How love is kind, and Jesus did kind things and was nice, like love.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jesus wasn't always nice, but he was kind. I'm glad you still got something out of it.
So much.
Even though you left early.
Right, yeah. Well, I was inspired to write a song. I like songs and singing. Buck does too.
Do you? Well, this might be an answer to prayer.
How?
The soloist for Wednesday's prayer meeting canceled, and I need someone to do special music. You two would be perfect.
Wait, to sing? In front of the whole church?
How about it?
Sure. Yeah. Right, Buck?
Right.
Wonderful. I have a few recommendations that would fit my sermon's theme. I'll get the music from my office. I'm so glad I ran into you both.
Yeah. Yay!
I'll be back in a minute.
So I guess we're singing a song in church.
Sorry. But, you know, this could actually be a good thing.
Connie and my folks will be thrilled.
Yep. Connie's always telling me I should join the church choir. And we like to perform.
You like to perform.
And we'll need to rehearse together.
Huh. True. We'll have to rehearse a lot.
Department head! That's fantastic, Eugene!
Yes.
What did you say?
I told him I would consider it.
Did you tell Whit?
Not yet. I wanted to discuss it with you first.
Thank you, but what's to discuss or think about? This is exactly what you've been working so hard for almost your entire academic life.
I know.
Then why aren't you jumping up and down with excitement?
Because there are potential drawbacks to accepting this kind of position, Katrina.
What drawbacks?
A very big one to start. The job is in Baltimore. We'd have to move to Maryland.
It sounds like Eugene, Katrina, and Buck have a big decision to make. It's going to take a lot of prayer to determine God's will for their family. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." When things are uncertain, we can trust that God knows what He's doing in our lives. We may not understand, but His plans for us are always best. Keep listening to find out how Eugene, Katrina, and Buck lean on God to help them make the right choice. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's episode was called The Best is Yet to Come, Part 1. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.